I'll turn it over to Quentin Cuccillo.
Thanks, John. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Deputy Director Bolesky, and for the record, my name is Quentin Cuccillo. I'm the Wildlife Bureau Coordinator for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. My task here today is to present the proposed 2020 annual work plan for elk management in areas with brucellosis. First, a little bit of history. This will be the proposed eighth iteration of the plan. It's evolved over time. In this case, the proposed plan in front of you is no different than the 2019 plan that was adopted by the Commission and put in place and implemented through this last risk season as it relates to brucellosis, potential brucellosis transmission from elk to cow. A little broader history, this is from the beginning a product of a citizen work group that was assembled in 2012, was charged with finding, with exploring, and ultimately proposing in concert with the department management recommendations, again, for elk management areas of brucellosis. They came up with, guided by a fundamental objective that is to minimize the transmission between the two species, keep things in a tolerable place, that is to say, maintain levels of acceptance across the stakeholders, and also to be cost-effective when you're having a conversation about brucellosis. Sometimes a conversation of things like vaccine comes in, no clear end to that concept, and certainly a lot of potential to spend a lot of money chasing that no clear end. So they were conscious of that, so they thought it was important to say, keep things reasonable in the cost in its fiscal sense. Ultimately, it comes down to moving elk away from cattle during the risky period of the year. When it comes to brucellosis, that is most keenly March through early June. But the proposed plan actually allows actions to that end to be taken throughout the year if they can be argued reasonably that it's good to do that. For example, we might propose and might implement fencing a stack yard and doing that in the middle of summer outside the risk season, knowing that ultimately when the calendar comes around and the winter comes around and the risk season comes around, that's no longer going to be attractive to bring cattle, to bring elk not only to the haystack but also to the cattle that might be in close proximity. So it's that sort of stuff, ranges from fencing stack yards to putting a hazer on the ground to move elk away from cattle. And it does have in the option kill permits and small-scale hunts. The hunts are not designed for population control. Like game damage hunts, they're designed to use hunter harvest and hunter disturbance to move elk again away from a risky situation. It's a conversation of degrees. It's a very tight time in the calendar year. So snow is up high. Green grass is not up high. Green grass is nowhere at that time of year, depending on how the spring starts and goes. So you want to think of it as a pasture scale decision space. Moving elk, sometimes it's literally moving elk from this pasture that's got cattle in it to this vacant pasture that doesn't have cattle in it, so it doesn't represent that risk. So that's the decision space. It has constraints to it. The first constraint that we talk about is this procedural conversation. So the first commission hearing of this in fall of 2012 heard anxiety from the sporting community, from the elk advocates, saying, wait a minute, brucellosis is not a part of elk management. It doesn't have a population scale impact. Why are we here? The commission's answer to that was recognizing that there is a strong land ownership contribution to conservation, elk management, public access to elk, recognizing that their issue in that partnership context is also the sportsman's issue, again, as it relates to tolerance for elk and the associated public opportunities. It is something to pick up with elk management. But hearing also that concern, they responded and said, every year we're going to come in front of the commission and we're going to talk about what happened last year and we're going to talk about what will happen or what's available to happen this coming year. So no decision, no implementation, and no confirmation presentation of that to the attending public is more than a year away, more than 365 days away. And in that context, what happened last risk season was a repeat of what we have been seeing. We saw hazers sprout on board in places like the Madison Valley, the Paradise Valley. We didn't see any hunts initiated this year. That being said, it's good to recognize that in some cases there's both game damage and a brucellosis risk, and we ask staff, and staff does a good job at the field scale, to tease that out and determine really what is the driving cause for that conversation, and where it's sincerely game damage, let's treat that in the traditional tools that are in that toolbox. And if it's driven primarily by brucellosis risk, then let's be sincere to that and let's use that toolbox for that. That being said, the tools have a strong overlap in their appearance and, again, their intent. Game damage hunt looks a lot like a dispersal hunt for brucellosis. And the intent is to, again, use hunter harvest and hunter disturbance to move elk. Didn't harvest any elk this last year. That's the second risk season, if memory serves well, second risk season that that's happened. I think since 2012, we've harvested, I think it's 24 elk. All of those have been hunter harvests. When we do open that for hunter opportunity, we have strong interest from the hunting community to do that. Those hunter numbers are, the harvested numbers are capped within the plan. If you look, there's some constraints there. Size of hunts, number of times the hunt can be put on the ground, number of times a kill permit can be applied, dates, all of that. And again, all of those details in this plan that, again, is meant to describe the list of tools that are available for potential implementation. None of that in that in this 2020 proposed plan is different from 2019. So with that, perhaps too brief and too general overview, again, it's a proposed. We'll take public comment. We'll come back to the commission in October for a final decision, same as 2019. And with that, Mr. Chairman, we'll stand for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Kujula. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve for public comment the proposed 2020 annual work plan for elk management in areas with brucellosis as proposed by FWP.
I'll second.
Okay, is there any comment or discussion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I know I got on, I think, the second year this was in force. Our previous chairman, Vermillion, did a lot of work with the groups in the valley, getting it proposed, getting it in. And there was a lot of heartburn and stuff, but I think it has worked, and I think we should continue with it.
Any further discussion from the commission? Comment from the public on the brucellosis plan?
Yeah, we kind of lost our... This is
we'll start here, Missoula. We're still on the brucellosis plan, JW. We're going to start here in Missoula, then we'll go to the regions after we set up. Go ahead, Nick.
Chairman Colton and commissioners, again, I'm Nick Chibok, and I'm with the Montana Wildlife Federation. And we just very briefly, of course, I've been here all these years that this has been implemented. And I have to say, Mr. Kujula's comments about the fact that we didn't have any hunts, I think we remember that. Heartburn is a mild term from that first year, Commissioner Stuker, but the department has really used these tools extremely sparingly and conservatively, and I think that the department deserves a lot of credit for that. And I think that's built a lot of trust with the sportsmen and sportswomen of the state. So it's a major issue. We hear more and more concerns from livestock producers about the potential for disease transmission, and of course, now we have the new, even scarier disease on the landscape with chronic wasting disease. But it's the same plan as last year. We just want you to know that we're paying attention to how it's utilized. But thus far, this agency has done a really good job with this. Thank you.
Further public comment here in Missoula. Comment from the regions on the brucellosis working plan.
Yes, good afternoon again, Chairman Colton and Commissioners. This is J.W. Westman, Laurel Rod and Gun. Commissioner Stuker, you remember us. We were there at the beginning of these brucellosis discussions as well. It's one of our favorite subjects at Laurel Rod and Gun. We wished it weren't a discussion at all because we hate this. It's... It cuts us to the core. I do have to say that Mr. Kujula, you and your gang of folks there have done a pretty darn good job. We appreciate that. That's a compliment, by the way. We still do have a handful of hard questions that will come out in our comments that we will be sending to you folks. So at that. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Any further comment in the regions? Seeing none, any further comments or discussion from the commission? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Do you mind taking a five-minute break?
No, that makes sense. Let's take a break. We'll take a 10-minute break and come back here and take up elk shoulder season update.
Well, that was interesting.
Could drink my water, I guess.
I got to get that one.